So I'm Lily Knepp. I'm the regional reporter for Blue Ridge Public Radio, and I'm here with Maureen Kopeloff, the new mayor of Brevard. Welcome, Maureen. Thanks so much for talking with me today.
Well, thank you, Lily. I appreciate the invitation.
Before you were in Brevard, you actually had a long career as a U.S. Navy captain. Can you talk a little bit about what you learned from that and what you're hoping to bring from that previous life experience to the city of Brevard?
Yes, I served in the Navy for 30 years. I'm a retired U.S. Navy captain. And of course, you don't serve for that long in the military without it basically impacting who you are and how you see the world. But several things I think the military really taught me. It taught me that, you get involved. You want to see something happen, you get out there, you work to make it happen. I believe in results. I really believe in going from point A to point B. I'm a results oriented individual, and I think a lot of that comes from the military. And of course, the military gave me the tremendous opportunities with leadership, taught me to work with such a diverse group of individuals. I mean, I had thousands and thousands of young men and women that worked for me over the years. And, learning to work with them, to mentor them, to help them, to encourage them, and to really build teams. I think one of the most important things that a mayor does is the mayor is the team builder. The mayor, the council, the community, the staff, we all have to work together really to collaborate, to come up with the solutions as to what we want for our town. And that team building is something the military really stresses. You don't survive for long in the military if you're not a team player. You've got to be part of a team. I've got to be able to count on you as a team member and know that, and you need to know that I've got your back. And so these are the values that the military really taught me. And those values, I think, are universal. That leadership, that teamwork, that, getting things done. And that's what a lot that I will be bringing to this job as mayor.
So we've talked a little previously during your position on the city council in Brevard about Mission Health and HCA. You've been really vocal about how Transylvania County's health center has changed since HCA took over, and a couple of hospital board members resigned in September. That's some of the more recent news about it. How do you see your role in the community now that you're mayor in terms of Mission Health?
Well, my role is really to be the advocate for the community. Healthcare is so critical to our community. And, our goal is to make sure that our regional hospital, the Transylvania Regional Hospital, really continues to be a vital part of our community and that it really continues to provide the services that we need and the quality of service that we need. So as mayor, I'm the advocate. I'm also often the go-between between issues with the community, raising it, talking with the HCA management, with the CEO of Transylvania Regional Hospital, but also working at a regional level, working with the other four communities that have regional hospitals that come under HCA, and making sure that we identify any trends, any changes, so that we're really aware of what's happening with healthcare in the rural part of our state.
I'll be keeping an eye on that as you all, stay in touch and watch what's happening with healthcare across the region. Outside of that, what do you see as the biggest issues facing Brevard right now?
Well, the biggest issue facing Brevard is really the fact that we are growing at such a fast pace. Brevard it's a beautiful place. I think it's the best place in the world to live, and an awful lot of people think that. So we've got a lot of growth happening. So one of our challenges is how do we make sure that we manage that growth and that we make sure as we grow that we don't lose some of our identity. We're a small town with a lot of individual charm, and we want to preserve that individuality and that charm. We also want to grow in a smart fashion. We want the growth in places where it's not going to impact the quality of life of people that are already here, but rather that as we grow, that growth enhances the quality of life for everybody. So managing growth is one of the challenges that's facing myself, and council, and really the community, because all of these decisions have to come from what the community tells us they want. The other really big challenge facing us is housing. And that is the shortage of affordable and workforce housing. That is probably the most immediate issue that we have, that we need. We just have so few available apartments for workers. So it impacts the community, but it also impacts the businesses here who, you know, you can't bring in new workers. Workers want to come here for a job. They can't find a place to live. People that work for our colleges, our teachers, our firefighters, our policemen. It's really becoming a challenge to find workforce housing. So increasing the availability of workforce and affordable housing is another one of the challenges that I want to focus on immediately.
Yeah, as we're talking to more mayors across the region, everybody really is focused on, you know, how all of our small communities are growing and how to do that in the best way possible. Do you see that as the biggest issue facing the region as well? What are some of the biggest issues facing the region?
Well, yeah, so many of these really are regional issues. You know, the housing is a regional issue. You know, we're sharing ideas. You know, we've talked with Hendersonville, we've talked with Asheville. You know, there's no point reinventing the wheel. You know, and really then growth, you know, is an issue. And then as you grow, you've got to have the infrastructure that supports that growth. And so maintaining the infrastructure in, you know, our small rural towns and getting that infrastructure so that it can support additional growth is also very important. We're very lucky that, you know, we recently got a lot of the American Rescue Fund money. And now that, you know, the federal government has passed that new infrastructure bill, you know, we want to look at how we can, you know, hopefully get some of that to come here because, you know, people don't realize how much it takes to maintain water systems and sewer systems, road systems, making sure our roads with increased traffic, you know, that we maintain all of these so that people here really are, you know, have a good quality of life and that we maintain the safety, you know, of all of these systems. So working regionally, infrastructure really is a regional issue also. So, and I would also say, I guess the other issue I think that's very, very important regionally is the environmental issue. We live in a region of gorgeous mountains. You know, Brevard is the land of waterfalls. We have forests, we have rivers. And how do we maintain and protect that environment as we grow? You know, how do we make sure that when we bring in additional industries, when we do construction, you know, that we're really keeping all the environmental factors in mind? And again, you know, that's a lot bigger than the town of, you know, the city of Brevard. It's a regional issue. You know, how do we make sure that Western North Carolina remains environmentally this clean, healthy, outdoor environment that attracts so many people?
It really seems like you're taking so much of what you've learned from town council these last years and the relationships that you've built in Brevard into your role as mayor. How do you feel like your past roles have informed this new role as mayor?
Well, I think I'm very fortunate to have had a tour of 4 years as a city council member and being able to get involved and really work these issues. And I think that really has given me the perspective that somebody coming in that hasn't worked it, you know, often doesn't see because there's so many details. You know, people don't see the $20 million that we just put into the sewer system. But that's important. If we don't, we'll hear about it. So I really do think that it all builds. You know, it's a foundation that I have. That allows me to have a good understanding and I can build on that foundation and move forward without having to get a lot of the basic, information right from, you know, the start.
What do you see as the role of local government in COVID policy?
Well, local government has a responsibility to ensure the health and the safety of our citizens. I mean, if I had to say what is the primary role of government, that is a fundamental primary role of why government exists. And so doing that is very much, you know, comes into play with COVID. How do we maintain safe spaces? How do we maintain, you know, a city staff, the safety of our staff? We've been very proactive here in Brevard in terms of maintaining the safety of our staff, because we don't have the option of shutting down services. We've got to continue to pick up garbage. We've got to continue to have fire and police and first responders. But we also have been very proactive in creating additional outdoor spaces that are available for people where they can socially distance. We've created a lot of new outdoor recreation spaces. And I think we've put in place a lot of protocols and a lot of education for the community on ways to really help protect one another, to help all of us protect those in our community that are the most vulnerable to something like COVID.
What are some of your main goals looking forward for Brevard?
Well, I think some of those are, you know, what I just talked about. My goal is to really work the workforce housing issue, to really look at how we can encourage more multifamily development, you know, here in the town. Another one of my goals is really focused on community. How do we make Brevard really a walkable, pedestrian, and bike-friendly community? We've started on that, but we have ways to go. I want to continue to build out our trail system. I want to increase the number of sidewalks we have in town. That all goes back to really creating a healthy community that can get out, that can enjoy the outside. I also want to continue to build community connections. I think it's very important, and I think it's really the role of city government, the role of the mayor, to help our different places across our community, you know, our different enclaves, different geographic regions, different demographics, get to know one another and to really work together as one community. We've got a large elderly retirement population. We've also got a number of young families coming in. We've got different racial groups. We've got, all sorts of different demographics. And we need to really make sure that those connections exist so that we are one community and that we understand, we care, we trust, and we build together. So a lot of that is, my goal is, to continue with that community building. And a lot of what I mentioned before is, you have a lot of tools when you build community. And one of them is the physical conditions of your city. Having those sidewalks, having public places, having parks, having benches where people can just sit downtown. Because if you don't interact, if you don't see one another, it's very hard to know one another. And so when you create public spaces, a lot of times what you're doing is you are creating the opportunity for community to get together and to build those connections.
That's all the questions I had. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up as far as your new role?
No, it just provides a wonderful, beautiful place. And I encourage people to come visit here, see our shops, visit our parks, get out, use our trail system. And if you're here, look me up. I'll be around.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.